preacher went out a hunting, but he took his gun along. He shot himself with some very fine quail and one big measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he waltzed to the coon, you see. The coon got so excited that he climbed up a simmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, and the coon climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and his words he said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. So, Lord, if you can help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear." This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He says, "Lord, if you help that bear, then you'll see one awful fight." Just about then the limb let go, and the coon came tumbling down. You should have seen him get his razor out before he struck the ground. Well, he hit the ground a-cutting right and left, but 'tis true he put up a good fight. Then the bear hugged that coon, he squeezed with all his might. The coon then lost his razor, but the bear held on with a vim. He cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and his words he sent to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. So, Lord, if you can help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear?"